few exceptions of south of Europe, at least Italy, clearly. But interestingly enough, as we'll see again, Greece demonstrated actually just before the economic crisis rather moderate levels of economic inequality. The theory says that economic inequality, corruption and trust are what we can call sticky variables. They are characterized by stickiness. By stickiness we mean difficulty to change, interaction among them, and difficulty to change. Greece in that respect demonstrates rather moderate levels of economic inequality vis-à-vis Portugal and Greece again. Okay, we keep this in mind. In general, overall, given this final observation, Greece seems to vindicate the so-called institutional theory, which places emphasis on institutions as, in terms of causality, as a key independent variable, and not on economic inequality, because there is a debate in the literature, but again we can come back later in the discussion. Therefore, Greece vindicates the so-called institutional theory of trust. Now, Portugal is an outsider, therefore it does not vindicate the theoretical hypothesis, because it appears that it is characterized by high levels, in relative terms, of institutional performance, simultaneously with high levels of inequality and low social trust. Okay, therefore, at the aggregate level, whereas there is, as you will see, a strong correlation, Portugal is a clear outsider. And of course, we need to study this outsider. Why it's so? Okay, in that respect, Portugal's position is depicted within a group of moderate EU countries. In other words, it's close to EU EU mean, let's say. Now, here are the graphs. We can see, yeah, I'm closing. Corruption and social trust, strong correlation, but okay, this is 2004. Okay, Greece is around here, where Portugal is around here. 2008-9, according to the latest European Social Survey, almost the same situation. Economic inequality, you can see Greece here, whereas Portugal is demonstrates high levels of inequality. And these are graphs of the so-called combined EU quality of government index, created by Professor Burothin as part of a research project to the European Commission. This is available online. In any case, it's a very extended study. I've just used several graphs to show you the case. Again, here you can observe the location of Greece and Portugal in terms of combined, as we call, index among the EU member states. In terms of rule of law, again, corruption, Greece a clear laggard, whereas Portugal appears to be voice and accountability the same, almost. And just to strengthen the point, these are graphs related to public policy satisfaction in terms of public policy and access and satisfaction for public services, and it is from data from Eurobarometer, an old Eurobarometer, rather old, 2005, whereas again Greece is a clear laggard vis-à-vis Portugal. Okay, which means that there is something linking public policy, public services, and social norms, trust. Now, in terms of conclusion, we have identified crucial variation, although not huge variation, among the two countries, in both policy areas, macroeconomic adjustment and cohesion. In terms of macroeconomic policy, there has been, again, not huge but crucial persistent gap over the last 25 years or so among the two countries. In cohesion policy, Portugal has been more effective in the use of EU funds. And additionally, it seems to be more efficient in terms of using the ESF funds. This variation can be attributed to the discrepancy in terms of administrative capacity and quality of government among the two countries, with Greece being characterized as a clear laggard and Portugal an interesting outsider. Thank you very much. Sorry for the delay.